People aren't committing wrong by putting...
Speakers ranged from medical experts to activists. Among the points raised, that New York State could save millions of dollars by no longer prosecuting and incarcerating nonviolent criminals. Legalized pot, they add, can be taxed and regulated. Crystal People Stokes is sponsoring the bill in the Assembly.
This legislation would have the same laws that we have for smoking cigarettes. It would be for smoking marijuana. It would be implemented by something like the State Liquor Authority and regulated in the same way that alcohol and tobacco are, and regulated and taxed in the same way as alcohol and tobacco are.
Also discussed were potential medical benefits. Wendy Hart, who observed the hearing, is a cancer survivor living with fibromyalgia. She's prescribed to opioids to ease her pain and was instructed to buy Narcan in the event of an accidental overdose. She would rather be allowed to use marijuana for her pain relief, but says under the regulations set by the state's Compassionate Care Act, she does not qualify for pot.
There's something wrong. If I need something to prevent an overdose, if I'm taking medicine that was prescribed by my doctors, that's just wrong. I wish I could have the access to the marijuana and not all these ridiculous opiates and narcotics.
It remains to be seen whether People Stokes, as well as State Senate sponsor Liz Krueger, have the support to pass this legislation. But as they were told by one speaker at the end of Wednesday's session, they're on the right side of history. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.